This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Bengaluru Bags. Consumers have to be near the top of their game to manage the tsunami of single-use plastic bags. The 100%ers that you see at the local food co-op bring their own nylon or cloth bags for their groceries, while the co-op only provides paper bags and boxes. At some of the big-timers, a customer can still request paper bags and get their cashier scurrying from aisle to aisle looking to see if anyone still has the bags. At most Walmarts, if you keep your eyes open, there's a big cabinet with a couple of holes on top near one of the entrances that lets you recycle the scores of bags they give the customers. So, the dutiful can participate in something of an exchange in bringing their bags back to them, as well as the plastic sleeves for newspapers and any others that have blown into the yard or the city streets. Some states and U.S. territories have banned disposable bags. Among the gang are the states of California, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Maine, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington, and the territories of American Samoa, Guam, Northern Mariana Islands, U.S., Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico. They aren't alone, of course, since some 80 countries have banned single-use plastic bags in part, like the U.S., or entirely. The EU and Canada are now on track to ban entirely. There are a ton of cities that have taken this step, including some of the big metros of China. India has recently joined this numbers. Acorn organizes street vendors, especially in Bengaluru, who are right in the middle of this transition. Many Indians are daily shoppers, buying fresh and just enough. Often, they have their own bags or wheelie carts. Our vendors provided small bags for fruit and vegetables until the ban. Acorn, its director in Bengaluru, Suresh Gadashan, figured out a way to respond to the members' demands and figured out a way to manufacture biodegradable bags. We produce two sizes, large and small, costing only a few rupees, with just enough to cover the cost of manufacturing. In recent months, orders and delivery have reached 20 to 30,000 bags, although this month, with the rains, Suresh reports orders for only 7,000. We don't see these bags in the U.S., but in some areas we're seeing the return of jute bags, largely produced and shipped over from West Bengal in India. In Bengaluru, jute bags are 3 to 5 times more expensive than the Acorn biodegradable bags, although some of them are stronger for multiple uses. When our vendors, who are precarious workers, have to supply the bags, they're doing so at the least cost, of course, because it's difficult to pass the cost on to the consumer. The world market, especially in the U.S., is growing for jute bags. According to the New York Times and Rakhavendra Gupta, an industry spokesman, the global jute bag market is expected to grow from $2.3 billion in 2021 to $3.38 billion in 2026. Shopping bags account for a quarter of the roughly $400 million in jute products that India reported in 2021. And over the past 5 years, the country's jute bags exports had more than tripled. The U.S. is by far the largest export market for all Indian jute products, growing by 25.5% last year to $100 billion. All of this is better for the environment. Acorn bags are not in competition with jute bags for the world market, but they sure are making our members happy in Bengaluru. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.